Maybe they'll be able to do without us someday. Maybe some mad genius with myopia, a bulging forehead, and a cybernetic mind will devise a weapon that can go down a hole, pick out the opposition, and force it to surrender or die without killing that gang of your own people they've got imprisoned down there. I wouldn't know. I'm not a genius. I'm an MI. In the meantime, till they build a machine to replace us, my mates can handle that job, and I might be some help on it, too. Maybe someday they'll get everything nice and tidy, and we'll have that thing we sing about when we ain't a-gonna study war no more. Maybe. Maybe the same day the leopard will take off his spots and get a job as a Jersey cow, too. But again, I wouldn't know. I'm not a professor of cosmopolitics. I'm an MI. When the government sends me, I go. In between, I catch a lot of sack time. But while they have not yet built a machine to replace us, they've surely thought up some honeys to help us. The suit, in particular. No need to describe what it looks like, since it has been pictured so often. Suited up, you look like a big steel gorilla, armed with gorilla-sized weapons. This may be why a sergeant generally opens his remarks with, "You apes!" However, it seems more likely that Caesar's sergeants used the same honorific. But the suits are considerably stronger than a gorilla. If an MI in a suit swapped hugs with a gorilla, the gorilla would be dead, crushed. The MI and the suit wouldn't be mussed. The muscles, the pseudo-musculature, get all the publicity, but it's the control of all that power which merits it. The real genius in the design is that you don't have to control the suit. You just wear it, like your clothes, like skin. Any sort of ship you have to learn to pilot, it takes a long time, a new full set of reflexes, a different and artificial way of thinking. Even riding a bicycle demands an acquired skill, very different from walking. Whereas a spaceship, oh brother, I won't live that long. Spaceships are for acrobats who are also mathematicians. But a suit, you just wear. 2,000 pounds of it, maybe, in full kit. Yet the very first time you are fitted into one, you can immediately walk, run, jump, lie down, pick up an egg without breaking it. Takes a trifle of practice, but anything improves with practice. Dance a jig, if you can dance a jig, that is, without a suit. And jump right over the house next door and come down to a feather landing. The secret lies in negative feedback and amplification.